Video: Rosie O'Donnell suggests third Trump assassination attempt was a hoax. By Paul Bois on April 29, 2026. The feud that keeps on giving gave a little more this week when President Donald Trump's longtime foe, Rosie O'Donnell, suggested that the latest assassination attempt on the president and his cabinet members was a hoax. The famed comedian shared her thoughts about the latest assassination attempt in a video on TikTok. "It's so good when you don't want to watch the news about fake assassination attempts or what they're calling an assassination attempt," she said. "Somebody decided it shouldn't be a high security event with everyone in the cabinet there. And the president and the vice president and the first lady," she continued. "And you know, Congress people. Somebody decided they didn't need a lot of security, and who was that? I wonder who decided that and when and how they decided that with all those people there. It just gets more ridiculous every day. And I think he's forgotten how many times they've attempted this. The things he remembers and the things he chooses to forget." Rosie O'Donnell has flirted with these conspiracies before, such as when she suggested that the 2024 assassination attempt on the president's life, the first of three, was a potentially staged. "I don't know what happened that day," O'Donnell said. "But I don't think it was a bullet that him. I don't. I think it was maybe a fragment of something. But I don't know. Without a scar to be seen yet blood all over it." O'Donnell then took suspicion on the famous photo of Trump pumping his fist in the air after the assassination attempt. "Look at the photos of him right after with his fist pumping, a normal reaction, right? To almost being assassinated?" she said. "There's something really hinky about the whole thing. I don't know what it is, but I am saying this. For people who go on conspiracy theories for endless cycles, deep dives, how come this isn't getting a deep dive? How come people are just like, 'Look, his ear is normal now. He's not an octopus,'" she continued. "He doesn't regrow his limbs, his ears, his nose, or whatever. We don't regrow, we're humans." This past Saturday night, a man, now identified as 31-year-old Cole Allen, allegedly intended to target the president and several of his cabinet members during the White House Correspondents Association dinner. A resident of the Los Angeles suburb of Torrance, Allen allegedly traveled across the country by train and came to the Washington Hilton armed with a shotgun, a handgun, and multiple knives. Administration officials, not including Mr. Cash, Patel, they are targets, prioritized from highest ranking to lowest, he allegedly wrote in his manifesto before later adding, "I experience rage thinking about everything this administration has done." Authorities reportedly apprehended Allen as he tried to storm a security checkpoint on the floor above where the event was being held, firing two shots before the U.S. Secret Service incapacitated him. Only one Secret Service agent sustained gunfire but was saved by his bulletproof vest. No further injuries were sustained. During a press conference following the incident, President Trump, who had previously survived two assassination attempts, encouraged Americans to peacefully resolve their differences. "I ask that all Americans recommit with their hearts in resolving our difference peacefully. We have to resolve our differences. I will say, you had Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Conservatives, Liberals, and Progressives. Those words are interchangeable perhaps, but maybe they're not," Trump said. "But yet everybody in that room, big crowd, record-setting crowd, there was a record-setting group of people. And there was a tremendous amount of love and coming together. I watched, and I was very, very impressed by that.